That's the nature of the Maha Mantra chanting, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is eternal. There's no beginning, no end for the mantra. You don't know which part is the beginning, which is the end, because it's eternally cycling. When the inhabitants of Krishna Loka, Krishna's eternal abode in the spiritual sky, feel intense separation from Krishna. Of course, on one hand, there's no separation. One time, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in the spiritual world, there's no separation. That we only experience in this world. I'm separated from you, you are separated from me. And we begin to lament, we suffer in different ways, if there's especially a very loving relationship. So that doesn't exist in the spiritual world. There's no separation. However, in order to facilitate Lord Krishna's pastimes, that feeling of separation also exists. But that does not cause any suffering. Just the opposite. It enhances, increases one's devotion to Krishna, one's love for Krishna. So whenever the inhabitants of Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna's eternal abode, feel this ripalamba, feeling of separation from Krishna, in his eternal transcendental pastimes, then they begin to chant this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we know that Lord Krishna and his name, spiritual name, there's no difference. One and the same. Maharaj this morning also mentioned this point. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitana Rasa Vigraha Bhinadvan Nama Namino. The object and the name of the object, there's no difference in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example of when we feel thirsty, we have to drink some liquid, some water, something else. But it will not help if we chant water, 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 water. That will not help. But in the spiritual world, there's no difference between the object and the name of the object. That's the spiritual nature of these holy names of Krishna, the Maha Mantra. As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, we associate with Krishna. Is dancing on our tongue. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and various Vedic literatures, we find wonderful, beautiful descriptions of the spiritual world, generally known as Vaikuntha. The Vai means no in Sanskrit, Vai, no. Kunta means anxiety. In that abode of Lord Krishna, there's no anxiety. Here, our life is filled with anxieties. Is it not true? So many anxieties we have. No? You can give some example. What anxiety you have? Lakshmi. Money. So this is one anxiety. And what is he doing? Very devoted. Very devoted. Lakshmi, money, money. Where's money? Where's money? Where's money? Where's money? Any other anxiety? Health. Health. So much anxiety. Especially nowadays, people are very health conscious. I notice. This is why they become vegans and or vegetarians, very health conscious. Will I be able to maintain my health? Will something happen to my health? Anxiety. What else? Government. Anxiety for the government. Will they raise again the tax? Something like this? Petrol, will it get more expensive again? So much anxiety. What else?
Relationship.
Will I be able to maintain my relationship? Or do I have to face, like so many others, one day I return from work and I see the suitcases in the corridor. Goodbye. So much anxiety. Or to develop relationship, another anxiety. Yes. Any other anxieties?
Marriage.
Huh? Oh yeah, divorce. I mean, that's related to relationship. It's the same feature. What other anxieties we have? There's one. Death. Oh, that we better don't talk about. That we have to cast off our mind very fast, very quickly. That will come later. We don't worry. Now we are living. But what can we do? Death will come, waiting, patiently waiting for everyone. It's another, most of the time, unconscious anxiety. It is definitely there. The brave ones, of course, they want to courageously face death. But it is not that simple. Like the example of the rabbit. Once a small rabbit, agitated an elephant, and the elephant became very angry, started chasing the rabbit, running after the rabbit. And elephants, they can run very fast. So, of course, the elephant cornered the rabbit. What did the rabbit do? He took his long ears and covered his eyes, and he imagined elephant doesn't exist. So this is what people do nowadays. It doesn't exist. Later. No, it will come. Other anxieties?
Nature.
What will happen next? So many natural disasters are there. What will be the next one? Right? Earthquakes, tsunamis, so many things are going on in nature. Pollution. What is that ozone layer? Will the hole grow? So many anxieties. You get the point, no? Yeah. So many. But Vaikuntha means in the spiritual world, no anxiety. Now, what a relief. Vaikuntha, no anxiety anymore. Doesn't exist there. Beautiful descriptions are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's one entire section dedicated to the glorification of Vaikuntha. But then it is mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Unfortunately, people, especially in this age of Kali, they have no interest in hearing about Vaikuntha. No interest. They generally have no inclination to hear about that spiritual world of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. No interest. They have interest in so many different topics, subject matters, day and night. Shudhavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashati Atma Tatvam Griha Gresham. This griha, griheshu, that those who are materially too much attached, they leave behind them in society hundreds and millions of topics and subject matters for discussion, but nothing about Vaikuntha, nothing about Krishna. Atma Tattva. They don't take any interest in Atma Tattva, the truth about the Self, eternal Self, Soul. No interest. It's very unfortunate. And they hang on to temporary things. They cannot keep. We lose everything. It doesn't matter how attached we might be, we will lose, including our body. One day gone. We will lose, lose. We are losers. This is why we need some spiritual power. Now we had, just before we had the spiritual girl, woman power. The Kirtan, amazing. The girl power, woman power, but spiritual. We need that. We need some encouragement. Because the nature of this material world is, it doesn't matter what people say. Of course, you know, we want to be optimistic and everything, but we also have to face reality. Facing reality does not mean pessimism. Right? We have to face what is real, what is reality, and we have to face it. This is not pessimism. It is reality, facing reality. And you know, when we scientifically study reality, we need some encouragement. And that is Krishna consciousness. That comes from the spiritual world, that encouragement. Either Krishna himself, he appears in this world, he encourages the living entity. You know, why you are unnecessarily suffering in this material world? You come home. Return home back to Godhead. Vaikuntha, no more suffering. But they're not interested. Or we have the Vedic literature, so many other scriptures are there pointing to that spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada came. We have seen that movie today. Beautiful, wonderful. You can hardly shed your tears. It's so emotional. But this is not mundane emotion. It is, you become emotional because of the spiritual encouragement. The soul begins to cry. That's the emotion of a devotee of Krishna. The soul begins to cry. Not because of agony or pain, but encouragement, inspiration. And after so many lifetimes of rotting in this material world, finally there's some hope. Otherwise again, patantyadho, we have to go down. Another birth, another birth. And what species of life we have no idea. That's the grand ignorance in this world. People don't know. Where will they go in their next life? They have no idea. So this Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan, this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, directly comes from the spiritual world. This is why it's so encouraging, so enlivening. It immediately gives energy, spiritual energy. And you feel naturally like dancing and doing unpredictable things you never did before in your life. I remember Srila Prabhupada in 1973 in Paris. He was sitting on the Vyasasan chanting Jaya Radha Madhava. And all of a sudden I felt like spontaneously getting up and dancing. So then I felt a little bit, after some minutes, a little bit embarrassed. What am I doing? So I looked around and all the other devotees did the same. They were standing in front of paintings of Krishna, dancing, looking. We never did this before in our lives. And when we go on Harinam, chanting Hare Krishna on the street, we also do so many things because the soul becomes enlivened, encouraged. It's such a spiritually potent process, the chanting Hare Krishna. And it has been brought into this world by Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He inaugurated this process, the Yuga Dharma, of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Rama. That should be the interest of people in general, to revive the eternal Krishna consciousness. That should be the interest in human society. That should be in the forefront of our education. Revive our eternal existence, eternal consciousness. This is most important. Otherwise, there's so much unnecessary knowledge nowadays. People get absorbed in. What's the use? Ultimately, what's the use? The biggest library in the world is the Library of Congress, right? That's the biggest one. You have 36 million books. 36 million books. 158 million items of reading material. That's approximately 1,345 kilometers of bookshelves. And nothing about Krishna. Nothing about the spiritual world. Just this empty, temporary knowledge. People get so absorbed and they study for years, half a lifetime. They drag themselves at the age of 50, 60 years still to the university. Study more, study more. And what's the ultimate benefit? Same destination. You have to drop into the bucket. Finished. There's one story, I don't want to go too long. At the end, one story Srila Prabhupada told. And there was a priest, you know, a Christian priest in Sheffield, England. And long ago, he thought, how can I convince these coal? There are many coal mines, you know, underground, these coal mines in Sheffield. And so the priest thought, how can I convince these coal miners about Jesus and the Bible? So he was preaching about Jesus, and then one of these coal miners, he didn't know anything about Jesus and the Bible. He raised a question. I have one question. What is his number? Jesus, what is his number? Because these coal miners, they have numbers. What is his number? No, you don't understand. He's not one of you. He's the Lord. Oh. And then he mentioned that if you don't worship Jesus, if you don't read the Bible, you will go to hell. Another asked, what is hell? And he wrote, oh, it's very, very dark. So what? They're working underground. It's very cold. Okay. And full of dust. All right. They were not very much impressed. Couldn't. And then he thought one thing. These coal miners, they're reading, you know, every day, especially in the morning, the newspaper. So the priest was very intelligent, smart. And there are no newspapers. Oh, horrible, horrible. We don't want to go to hell. So they started worshipping Jesus. The Prabhupada told that story. And then he told another story, Srila Prabhupada, after that one. In India, this drinking, it is considered to be very sinful. Drinking, this alcohol is unspoken, very sinful. So one person, his friend, he was drinking, and he told him, you know, you should stop drinking, you will go to hell. But my brother is also drinking, he will also go to hell. His friend is also drinking, he will also go to hell. So he named so many people going to hell drinking. A very nice hell, we are all together drinking. I just read the other day in the Garuda Purana, there, oh my God, 84 lakhs of hellish planets. 84 lakhs, 8,400,000, like in a species of life, there are 8,400,000 hellish planets. Hare Krishna. So we don't want to go there. We want to go back home, back to Krishna, back to Vaikuntha, and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.